Good morning.
大家早上。
The title, well, the theme of the year is The Word Became Flesh in the World.
我们今年的教会的主题是道成肉身在世间。
And yes, we truly want to bring the gospel to the world. And I want you to keep that in your mind as we go through the scripture today.
誠然我們很盼望大家去將福音帶進世界裡面，我也很希望大家今天去聽講道的時候都將這個經文放在腦裡面。
Why don't we start off by bowing our heads and committing this time to the Lord.
讓我們一起低頭禱告。
God, we are just so thankful to be living in this time in life, in this country that we live in.
天父，多谢你让我们活在这个时空里面，特别让我们活在这个国家的地方里面。
We're thankful, but at the same time, we acknowledge the challenges that come with living in this time.
我们全心的感谢你，但是同时的，也都要承认我们今天活在当下的时候，那份的挑战。
We're thankful for all of the comfortable things that come with living in today's age, but also,We want to acknowledge that we have to do more in order to pursue the lost.
天父，我们去多谢你今天的赏赐给我们，因为你让我们可以丰足的过生活，但是同时也都知道我们需要更加的努力，以致我们能够去得着更多失丧的人。
So again, we just thank you so much, and we just pray all this in Jesus' name.
所以再一次，天父，我们多谢你，奉基督的名字来祈求，阿们。
Amen. In 2005, I went on a school trip, a geography trip to San Francisco.
2005年的时候，我有机会跟学校咧去到三藩市嗰度去做一个嘅地理嘅考察。
It's a famous geography trip that a school in Richmond is known for.
呢一个咧系当时我嘅闭校最出名嘅一个去
field trip
即系出去外。都唔知點譯啦，算啦。Anyway， 總之就係出邊去睇嘢啦。
One of the activities that we did was to visit a baseball game。
其中一個嘅活動咧，就去參觀一個嘅壘球賽。
And so we watched the San Francisco Giants play against the Oakland A's。
咁咧嗰個咧就係三藩市嘅巨人隊去對呢一個嘅 Oakland 嘅嗰個嘅 A 隊。
And because it was a sports event, I wanted to wear something really sporty going to this event.
因為我深知道我哋去參觀一個嘅壘球比賽，咁所以諗住著得醒目啲啦，著件即係運動衫啦。
And I was so smart to grab my Canucks jersey to wear it at this baseball game.
咁我覺得好醒㗎，我咧攞咗件Canucks 家人隊嗰件嘅球衣去參加呢個活動。
When I grabbed that jersey, I thought, oh man, I was just so clever.
我攞件衫嘅時候覺得哇好醒㗎啦，即係全球最醒嗰個係我啦。
So then, when we arrived at the game, I saw that everyone was wearing orange because the San Francisco Giants, everyone wears orange.
我去到嘅時候發覺點解全部所有人著嘅衫都係橙色嘅，因為原來呢個巨人隊佢哋嘅球衣係橙色嘅。
And then there I was with a very bright blue.Canucks jersey. It's not even the same sport event. And I'm wearing a blue Canucks jersey in the middle of all of these orange sweatered people.
当然啦，在众所有的橙色的衣服里面，我穿了一件是鲜蓝色的，还要是打着这个曲棍球的球衣，所以比起大家来讲，我是更加的突出。
And so I felt like really, really out of place.
所以我覺得我好似同大家係好格格不入嘅。
People were looking at me.
大家個個望住我。
I could hear them like sneering at me.
我哋可以若無聽見佢哋喺度輕蔑緊我。
Yeah, they were whispering things underneath their breath about me.
佢哋好似指浸浸喺度，咁知講啲咩嘢。
Some of the things they said, I think they purposely wanted me to hear.
我又覺得好似佢哋講一啲嘢，好似。
And so I felt very uncomfortable. I even felt like that if I said anything wrong in the moment, that they would be hurting me.
咁我覺得好唔舒服。雖然咧，好似佢哋冇講一啲特別要傷害我嘅嘢。
In this moment, I want you to imagine if God asked me to like, I need to now ask all these people to like become a Vancouver Canucks fan. Imagine that.
我想你而家去想象呢个就好似咧，神同我讲话嗱，你将呢啲人咧冚唪唥将佢改变，改变佢哋成为咧个个都成为温哥华家人球队嘅勇趸一样。
This feeling that I had being this like super small minority, this feeling of being a minority and this fear of being different, that is exactly how the Colossians felt when they were living amongst the people in their land.
呢一份咧，觉得自己系众群体嘅里边系最唔起眼，又最冇地位。又再睇被睇唔起嘅嗰種嘅感受，就正如其實哥羅西書一陣我哋睇嗰個經文，正話睇到嗰個經文裏邊嗰個當時哥羅西人嘅感受啦。
When we read the scripture, we have to feel like how the Colossians felt, that they were surrounded by a lot of Romans, a lot of Greeks, and a lot of pagan worshippers.
當時嘅哥羅西嘅信徒，佢哋身邊所有嘅就係羅馬人，就係一班嘅外邦人。
So I have to tell you that these early Christians, they might not know how to have brought the gospel to these pagan worshippers. It was just so hard.
So you can imagine, actually, the 哥羅西教信徒，他們同樣都體會到是要將這個福音帶到他們的社群裡面是何等的困難。
So when Paul writes these words of scripture that we're going to read one more time, Paul is trying to encourage them how to live in the midst of these unbelievers.
So, 一陣我哋再翻去睇經文嘅時候，我哋需要明白呢一個就係保羅同緊哥羅西嘅教會嘅人去講你點樣喺呢個羣體嘅裏邊去活出基督嘅信仰。
Verses 2-6, and I'll read them once more, and it will be translated. It says, "Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray to us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone."
哥羅西書四章二至六節咁樣記載話：你哋要恆切禱告，在此警醒感恩。你哋要為我哋祈禱，求神賜俾我開傳道嘅門，能以講基督嘅奧秘。我亦都為此而被捆綁，叫我按住所該說嘅話，將呢個奧秘去發明出嚟。你哋要愛惜光陰，用智慧與愛人與愛人交往。你哋嘅言語要常常帶著和氣，好似用鹽嚟調和，就可以知道點樣嘅回答各人。
Paul starts with a very crucial imperative. He says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
一開始的時候，保羅就很強調這個重要性，就是你們必須要恆切的禱告，在此警醒感恩。
And if we look at how often the Jewish people prayed, they actually prayed many times throughout the day.
如果你留意猶太人他們禱告的生活方法，我們就會知道其實猶太人是不停的祈禱的。
And of course, the Bible calls us to pray without ceasing.
我哋當然更加睇見，其實聖經裏邊教我哋係不停嘅，要不斷嘅禱告。
And at our church, I understand that in our small groups and our fellowships, we make time for prayer. We might even create a time slot for a prayer meeting.
我都知喺教會嘅裏邊，無論喺小組，無論團契嘅裏邊，我哋都有祈禱嘅時間。甚至乎教會有特定嘅時間，我哋有一定一齊嘅教會祈禱時間。
And I understand that our church is trying our best to encourage you in your prayer life. But in addition to that, Paul wants us to have a lifestyle of prayer.
我明白教會係鼓勵弟兄姊妹不停嘅去禱告，但係呢個保羅更加強調嘅呢一個係一個生活嘅形態。
In this case, specifically, Paul is saying, pray being watchful and thankful.
在这里保罗特别更强调的那个祷告是一个警醒和一个感恩的祷告。
The word watchful is very interesting because I don't normally use that word every day when I ask someone to pray or even when I pray myself. I don't really think of that word like I have to be watchful in prayer.
我觉得呢保罗特别在这里强调他说要去警醒是一个很有趣的讲法。但想翻下，我哋自己甚至乎我自己嘅祷告里边，有几可系特别要强调要去警醒嘅祈祷咧
？So what Paul is saying is that he's really directing us to be very observant in our prayers, being sensitive in our prayers.
所以喺呢度其实保罗讲紧嘅，我哋必须要好有洞察力，必须要好敏锐嘅咁去祷告。
This word watchful.It's very, very, very special. It's almost to say to you, be on guard. Be alert when you are praying.
这里特别讲到去警醒的时候，是告诉我们，我们必须要是很清晰的，我们必须要是很醒觉的，我们必须是要全神贯注的，这样去祷告。
And that's really funny then. You might ask, Pastor Justin, how can you be alert and be on guard?When you're praying, aren't your eyes closed at that time? Aren't you trying to just focus on one thing? How is it possible that you could be watchful while praying?
咁你都會問陳傳道，祈禱嘅時候我哋合埋眼嘅喎，咁點樣可以又警醒，又要好醒覺，又睇住周圍咩事發生，咁又點祈禱咧？
Well, this is very special then to understand.How to be observant in your prayers. Paul is really saying, how can we be mindful in our prayer? How can we be mindful of the temptation that may try to divert us from our faith?
这里保罗特别强调的是我们那份的醒觉，我们那份的悟力，特别的体会到就是我们不会被其他的东西将我们分散过来。
As you pray, how can you be on the lookout?How can you be observant of what God is doing in your life and how you are seeing where God is leading you?
我们祷告的时候里面特别的去省察的去体会究竟神在这一刻里面怎么样的在我生命里面去做一些作为他怎么样带领着我我怎么样观察到神他自己的工作
And to understand this kind of prayer, you know, you have to imagineA kind of prayer that is mindless. So the opposite of this. A really mindless prayer. People that pray the same words that they always pray usually for 10 or 20 years. A kind of prayer that has really lost meaning. This is the kind of prayer that we should not be doing.
我们在这里特别要留意到就是其实有时候在这个祷告里面我们可能已经不停地重复一些字句可能我们已经祈了十几廿年都是祈了那样东西的时候其实我们的脑根本就不是想祈祷的根本我们的脑都是混游了不是想我们祷告那个的祷告事情
And I am also guilty of those kinds of prayers
其实我自己都是这样的
you know, Many times where I've prayed the same things over again to the tune of God we thank you for the food in front of us blessed to my bodies in Jesus name Amen
其实很多时候我哋自己都係咁啦，係嘛？你諗下，我食飯嘅時候話：啊，多謝天父俾我食物啊，多謝天父你俾我有健康啊，多謝你俾我有咁多嘅供應啊。阿門，收工。
Right, so I'm guilty of that too. I'm not immune to that.
所以其實我都一樣嘅，我都有咁嘅問題嘅。
And I know that there is a temptation to just say the same words all the time.
咁我都知道，其實呢一個好大嘅引誘嚟嘅，引誘我不停就講翻我平常祈開嘅禱，祈咗幾十年都係咁啦，繼續咁祈啦。
But these words here, what Paul is saying, to be watchful and thankful in prayer, is really different than your routine prayers.
保罗喺呢度強調緊嘢，呢一個嘅警醒感恩嘅禱告，同我哋平常日日念口往嘅祈禱係完全兩回事嚟嘅。
It forces us to be more sensitive to the things around us.
这个是驱使我们去对我们周围环境更加醒觉的一个呼唤。
It makes you more sensitive to what's going on around you and the opportunities that God is putting in your life.
更加的是去更加醒觉地体会到其实神今天将什么机遇放在我们的生命里头。
It puts you on your toes. It puts you on high alert to the temptations around you that are trying to divert you from your faith.
更加叫你警醒的留意，今天在你身边里面有什么是叫我们分散注意力的，是叫我们跟神的真理去叛离的，那些我们要更加的醒觉。
And so it's really true for the early Christians and for us that temptation lurks around every corner.
所以诚然我们必须要警醒的就是说，其实根本在身边里面有很多很多的诱惑，是叫我们在我们身边，是叫我们去分散我们注意力的。
We Christians, we're called to influence the world, but then so often, unfortunately, the world influences us.
我们今天基督徒被呼召去影响世界，但我们不要忘记，其实同时我们的世界不停地去将我们拉出来，叫我们被世界来影响过来。
Be watchful in your prayers. It's something you don't hear often, but it is something certainly that will cause us to mature in prayer.
警醒祷告，不是我们常常听见的一个呼唤，不过这个呼唤它让我们更加的 在祷告的生活里面更加的成长。
And so I want to open your mind to what it could even look like when you're trying to pray like this.
所以我在这里很想去帮大家去看见这样的祷告是一个怎样的情况的祈祷呢？
Have you ever prayed in the shower?
大家有没有冲凉的时候祈过祷呢？
Have you ever prayed while driving?
你有没有揸紧下车的时候祈祷呢？
You might say, Pastor Justin, I'm not going to pray while driving. I'm going to hit somebody.
你或者会说陈传道，我想揸车嘅时候祈祷可能很危险，可能我会撞低几个人嘅。
Have you ever prayed while on the bus? Have you ever prayed while taking your exams? Have you ever prayed while being at work?
咁你有冇试过坐巴士嘅时候祈祷啊？考试嘅时候祈祷啊？甚至乎咧 ，sorry the last one
being at work
啊，甚至乎翻紧工做紧嘢嘅时候祈祷咧？
Have you ever prayed when you heard the sirens of a police or ambulance or fire truck?
或者你突然听见这个消防车或者救伤车警号的时候，你突然在那个时刻停下来去为这个情况来祈祷呢？
Having a conversation with God is possible wherever you are.
跟上帝交谈是可以在任何时空里面发生的。
It doesn't need to look like the traditional sit down, close your eyes, fold your hands. It doesn't have to look like that traditional sense of prayer.
Didn't you just ask the kid to do that?
I did ask kids to do that, but it doesn't have to look like that.
但是祈祷不是一定要叫大家合埋眼、合埋对手、耷低个头。其实任何时间、任何形式都可以祈祷的。
Try and integrate a lifestyle of prayer.No matter what you are doing.
其实祷告是一个生活的状态，无论你做什么的时候，我们同样都可以进入祷告的境况里面。
In verse 3, Paul writes about his opportunity to preach the gospel even when he is in chains.
第三节里面，保罗讲到他就算是被捆锁的时候，他都继续去宣讲神的道。
And to me, this really shows that no matter the circumstances that you could be in, you can always share the gospel with someone.
这里更加的让我明白到就是，无论我们身处什么环境、处境的里面的时候，我们继续可以不停的这样去见证神，分享他的福音。
Throughout my life, I've heard this term that's thrown around sometimes. It's called a dead-end job.
在我做人这么多年里面，我不停地听见很多人说这份工没有前途的。
I've talked to many people and they've often said, oh, I'm in a dead-end job right now.
我跟那些人聊天，很多人都说我这份工没有希望的，没有前途，没有进展的了。
I might talk to someone and I ask them if they're going to apply for a certain job and they say, no, I'm not going to apply to that job. And I might ask why and they said, oh, because that job, it's a dead-end job.
咁有陣時候我都會問：咦，你有冇申請呢份工啊？有冇試過嗰份工啊？咁佢哋啲人都會答我話：唉，冇諗啦，嗰份工都冇前途嘅，咁樣冇得升職嘅。
Or I might talk to a family member, and that person might tell me that they're going to quit their current job, and I ask, why would you do that? That's actually a good job. Why would you quit? And they said, well, Justin, you know, it's a dead end job.
咁甚至乎我屋企人有陣時都會可能做份工作都好好嘅，一直都有都一直有做到份工嘅。咁但係佢話我唔做啦，我唔撈你份工。咁問佢點解啊？佢話呢份工都冇前途嘅，冇進步，冇進展嘅，冇將來發展機會，我唔做啦。
So this term, it describes a position where seemingly has nowhere to go and nowhere left to climb.
呢個名稱特別強調嘅就係呢一個情況係冇得繼續再發展落去噶啦，冇得再去進展落去噶啦。
And every time I hear this term, it's always used negatively.
特別呢個名稱佢咁樣講嘅時候，係特別係一個好負面嘅一個嘅信息。
And oftentimes when people use this word, they're trying to say that they hate that they're in this position.
特別當到佢哋好唔喜歡、好憎惡呢一個嘅工作嘅時候，佢哋特別就會咁樣形容呢一份嘅工。
Yet when I read the scriptures that Paul is writing, when I look at the position that Paul is in, he's literally in chains, but yet he is saying, please pray for me. Pray that an opportunity would open so that the message of the gospel will be proclaimed.
但是当我们看保罗在这里所说的情况的时候，保罗正正就在一个这样的困局里面，没有前途，他被捆锁，然而他去向哥罗西的信徒说，你们为我祷告，以致到神在这样的情况里面为我开门，让我能够见证他的福音。
According to Paul, there is no such thing as a dead end job.
所以用保罗的看法，这个世界没有一份没有前途的工。
There will always be some kind of opportunity for you to reach out to a coworker, to your employer, to possibly customers or clients, anyone that is in your position.
換句話來講，其實無論你身處喺邊個環境嘅裏邊，神同樣都可以俾機會你，以至你可以同你嘅僱主、同你嘅同事、同你嘅同學、同你嘅同你嘅客户去分享神佢自己嘅福音。
When you think about it, you might say to me, "Oh, Pastor Justin, I just don't see any opportunities where I'm at."
或者你會話陳傳道，其實我乜都睇唔到啊。
Maybe you say to me, "Oh, Pastor Justin, the people at my job, they already go to a church, or at least they say they go to a church."
甚至乎你話嘥氣啦，我啲同事佢哋話佢哋翻教會噶啦。
I just want to say to you in return, just remember that first step that Paul asks of us. Be watchful in your prayer. If you are watchful in your prayer, I will almost guarantee it. That you will certainly find an opportunity to spread the gospel no matter where you are.
我想再强调翻，保罗呢度讲紧嘅系去警醒。我深信当我哋警醒嘅时候，我哋必然睇见神喺我哋嘅光景环境里边为我哋开门，让我哋去分享佢福音。
The next three verses that Paul writes about are really something.
跟住咧，保罗嗰三节里边。
Verses 4 to 6, they say, pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way that you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
三節咁樣，保羅喺度咁講話，叫我按住所該説嘅話，將呢個奧秘發明出嚟。你哋要愛惜光陰。用智慧与外人交往，你哋嘅言语要常常带住和气，就好似用盐嚟调和，就可以知道应该点样嘅回答各人。
There's so much to say about these verses, but basically Paul is saying to us, church, we have to be a positive witness for the gospel.
呢三节嘅里边内里有好多嘅奥秘，不过特别嘅我想强调睇翻简单嘅就话，保罗咧话教会。醒目啲啦，你有好多好多嘅機會嘅。
And so Paul summarizes it into two areas, which is one, the way that we act, and then the second, the way that we speak.
特別喺呢度講到兩樣嘢，第一就係我哋點樣去發問問題。 第二是我们怎样的回答回应讲说话。
So those two again, be wise in the way that you act. And the second one, let your conversations be full of grace, seasoned with salt.
第一是我们用智慧去回答。第二的我们的回答的里面，第一我们是用智慧去问，第二我们用有我们在回答的里面，我们用盐来调和我们的说话。
So that first one, the way that you act, I think many of us understand clearly, yeah, we should be on the best of our behavior.
当我第一个问题，我们怎样问的时候，大家都会说，是啊，我们当然必须要，我们用我们最好的态度去表达我们要问的事。
I think that one's pretty clear. Wouldn't it be strange if you or anyone saw me at a casino gambling away tens and thousands of dollars? That would be really strange, wouldn't it?
是吗？如果你大家今天看到陈全道在赌场赌紧豪赌紧的时候，你会觉得很奇怪。
Right, so I think that one is an easier point that we have to be wise in the way that we act. The second one actually is a bit more difficult.
是吗？很明显，即是其实我们每日的生活必须要很有智慧的做些应该要做的事的。不过第二点就更加我们需要思考了。
I think it's less clear.In the way that we ought to be speaking to our friends and families who are non-believers, how to appropriately talk to them about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
第二点我们特别强调的就是我们今天跟我们的亲戚朋友，我们怎么去讲论到主耶稣的时候，我们要怎么去讲。
And so if we want to bring the gospel to the world, we have to acknowledge that the world has actually changed quite a bit.In the last 2,000 years, actually in the last 50 years, the world has changed tremendously.
如果我们今天讲到话，我们要将福音带进这个世界里面，我们必须要知道，其实这个世界已经不停地改变。不要讲2000年了，就算50年前，这个世界都变了很多了。
I want you to invite you to the 1960s and 70s, and if you can imagine what it was like to present the gospel in that time, they would just go door to door knocking, and they would say,Here's a Bible. You know, this is who Jesus is. Let's pray together. Oh, hey, and I'll see you on a Sunday. Could you imagine the times in the 1960s and 70s spreading the gospel like that?
想象翻去1960年、1970年代嘅时候，当时传福音嘅方法点啊？就系拎住本圣经敲下道门，然后话俾佢知呢个就系信仰啦，呢个就系真理啦。我哋一齐祈祷咧，祈祷即系话。这个星期日在教会见你啦，就是这样的啦。
It was effective in the Western world, this method of just door-to-door evangelism, and just to pray with someone and to expect them to come to Christ, the quote-unquote success rate, if you would call it, it was very well, it was working.
即是在那个年代的时候，这样的传福音方法去挨家，不是，去逐家逐户敲门去咁样去传福音，系一个好有效嘅方法嚟嘅。你谂翻嗰阵时嗰个嘅成功，即系如果你计成功率嘅话，其实嗰个成功率系好高噶。当时
，I want us to fast forward to today。
咁我哋而家快速手画去到而家今日。
I want you to again imagine if we try to do the same kinds of tactics that we would just to approach someone.Present them the Bible to ask them, hey, you got to believe in Jesus. And then ask them to come to church on Sunday. Could you imagine that?
不过我想你想象一下，今时今日你用翻呢个方法，你去敲门，然后整本圣经俾佢，邀请佢同你祈祷，然后话今个星期日教会见咧，你觉得系点咧？
The world has changed dramatically.
个世界转变咗好多啦，已经。
People aren't as receptive to the gospel.
啲人唔再系咁样咁愿意去接受呢一个福音。
The Christian church has lost a lot of its credibility and reputation.
教会更加失去咗过去有嘅嗰份嘅声誉。
At one time in life, when church was seen as a positive thing to the world.Is now seen as a place where there's full of darkness, rumors, scandals, abuse, the starting position that people have with church today is much different than it was 50 years ago.
曾经当日教会是很有权威的，很有威信的，是很有可信性的。但时至今日，教会成为一个很黑暗的，一个充满了很多的丑闻的，有很多的欺凌的事情发生过的地方。所以当日曾经有的那个的权威，那个可信性，今天已经没有了。
We have to acknowledge that there are things that we have to wrestle with in order for the gospel to be presented clearly to someone.
所以我们今天必须重新去思考很多我们当日的方法，今天我们要怎样重新去定位，以致我能够去分享这个福音呢？
We have to really understand where people are coming from before we can say anything to them.
我们必须要理解到今天的人来的时候，他的背景是什么，然后才可以决定我们用什么方法去将这个福音去分享出来。
We live in such big cities now. People are bombarded every day to buy something, to do something, to give money to a certain charity and to that organization. And they have to keep up with all these latest trends. And when you approach them to say like, hey, have you considered Jesus? It's a very, very, very tough place to be.
今时今日特别活在这个大都会里面，啲人係不停諗，我今日要買啲咩嘢咧？我今日要俾錢去，如果我要贊助嘅時候，我贊助邊一個嘅機構咧？我今日咧點樣嘅可以繼續保持住唔好落後咧？今日再咁樣講耶穌係一個好難嘅事情嚟㗎啦。
So in my years of ministry, I have analyzed the situation that we have in Canada, in the Western world, and I've discovered that truly the world has changed.
在我侍奉的日子里面，我体会到，特别去研究到的时候，其实这个社会已经转变了很多很多很多了。
When the world has changed, that means that our approach needs to change.
当到社会转变的时候，今天我们怎样进入世界里面，也都需要去重新的定位改变。
At one time, we might have done these like big events,where we invite lots of people to come to them. And then we expect that through the invitation of a lot of people, that there would be a higher rate of conversion, that people would be added to our faith.
我们以前可能举办很多大型聚会，透过这些大型聚会里面去招揽很多人来去听福音，然后我们希望在这班这么多人里面会有不少的人因为这样的缘故听到接受救恩。
Right, so there's...I think you know what I'm talking about. Before we have things like evangelistic concerts, we have a coffee house, we have Christmas, Easter outreaches, and we've tried to rely on these things to bring people to the gospel.
我大家可以想象我讲的是什么呢？例如我们以前可能有很多的有些很大型的福音聚会，一些的演唱晚会，我们有很多的一起聊天坐下的机会，我们会有可能圣诞节或者复活节的一些的福音聚会。
So if I can have you just open your minds for a second, I want to challenge you to think that the world has changed. And one way that the world has changed is that people have become extremely individualistic and more personal in who they are.
但我想你开放一点去睇翻，其实今日个世界转变咗，人嘅生活转变咗。今日我哋活喺嘅世界系好强调个体主义嘅，系好强调我自己一个人嘅，好特别谂紧我自己嘅。
When people come to Christ in the world that we live in today, it is a personal decision. It is a singular focus decision that they make for themselves.
今日好多事嘅決定係一個好個體嘅決定，就係諗緊呢個係關乎我自己嘅決定，係一個我決定我自己嘅益處、我嘅好處嘅一個嘅決定。
And so when you meet someone, of course we try to make some sort of common interest that you can connect with someone. But then eventually I try to determine what kinds of questions does this person have.
當然，我哋需要繼續好努力嘅，點樣去建立呢個個人嘅關係。我同時必須要考慮就係，究竟我需要問一啲問題，以至可以同呢個人建立關係咧。
Right, I treat everyone as their unique individual person, and I try to make sure that it's no longer trying to convert a number of people, but I'm always just working on one person.
我已经必须要去考虑，就是今天我关注的是特别这个人，我怎样去将福音带给这个人，而不是想着我要将福音带给几百几十很多人一个大型聚会里面的情况。
And the people today are no longer people 50 years ago where they have already a sense of church and God and Jesus. I can't assume that anymore.
同50年前很不同，50年前的人对教会对信徒会有某程度上的认识认知，但今时今日已经完全不同了。
And so I have to ask a very, very basic question. And I want you to also bank this question too as you speak to newcomers. I basically ask them a simple question. Have you been to church before?
So I want you to think about this question. This is the question that I always try to meet new friends. I want to ask a question. Have you ever been to church before?
And if that question is a little bit too threatening, I ask an even simpler question. Have your parents ever been to church before?
又或者如果这个问题可能太过尖锐化的时候，可能我会再问一些更加简单的问题，就说，咦，你父母有没有回过教会啊？
And to me, that answers a lot of things about that person. If they said they have been to church before, I could assume that they are familiar with all of these churchy things that we're doing, that they're familiar with singing, with praying, with reading the Bible, those kinds of things.
我問呢個問題其實係幫咗我好多嘅，因為其實佢答呢個問題嘅時候，就已經幫助了解到究竟呢個人對教會嘅認識去到邊度啊。例如佢知唔知道哦，翻教會原來有唱詩啊，有崇拜啊，有祈禱啊，呢啲嘢佢知唔知道咧
？And so if a person like that says no, I've never been to church, then I would actually hold back in how much Christian-y things that I talk about, and I would be much more lighter in the way that I will approach this person.
例如如果呢個人咁樣答我嘅時候，佢話我唔知，我未去過咁時候，咁我可能我就會更加嘅淡化我講嘅嘢啦，因為其實可能根本佢對教會嘅生活係完全唔認識嘅。
And the reason why I'm trying to be lighter is because Scripture is telling me that I need to be seasoned with salt, right? I want to be seasoned with salt. I don't want to dump a whole bucket of salt on them all at one time.
呢个其实我将佢淡化一啲，其实就正如保罗喺呢度话俾你知，我哋要用盐嚟调和一样。如果我将好多嘢突然间咁抌落去俾佢，可能佢都搞唔掂，因为太咸啦。不过所以我要即系调和啲嘅时候，令到佢可以吞得落先得噶。
One time in church, I did cook something with way too much salt, and you know what happened?It was actually no longer salty. It turned bitter.
我記得有一次我喺教會裏邊幫手煮一餐，咁我嗰次就手重咗啲啦，就落咗好多鹽。咁結果唔止係鹹啊，其實係好苦嘅，其實係好澀添嘅。
So put yourselves in a person's shoes that has just a big dose of this salt from you. It's no longer a blessing to them.It turned out to be very bitter to them.
So, I can imagine if we're talking about the message, there's too much salt, that's not going to become the person's blessing. That's going to become a very difficult person.
But if I speak to a person, and when I ask them the question, have you been to church before? And if they said that they have been, then I would invite them to things that are more challenging for them, things that they are more willing to participate in.
如果我問佢，咦，你有冇翻過教會？如果佢話佢去過嘅話，咁可能我就可以講多啲，可能發出多啲邀請佢去教會啊，參加唔同嘅活動啊，咁樣。
There is so much more insight, so much more wisdom that I would love to share with you in regards to how to bring the gospel to the world. But I think the first principle is just this: understand the person you are speaking to.
在这个命题里面，他讲到怎样将福音带进人群里面，我可以用很多时间继续跟大家去探讨、去谈。不过今天一个很重要的原则就是，我们必须要明白，需要知道那个接受去聆、那个听我们讲的那个人，他那个情况、他的需要，其实他在哪里。
Throughout the whole time speaking to someone new, the whole time inside here, I am like silently praying, watchfully praying, always praying that the Spirit is just working on this person in some way, somehow.
当我一边在外面跟人聊天的时候，其实我内心里面 卻同時嘅係好靜嘅咁喺度去好警醒嘅喺度禱告，為到呢個人嘅情況你去祈求。
So in our church, it is my calling and it is my purpose to make sure that we are readily prepared for all kinds of people that are coming to this church.
所以我哋作為教會，我哋必須要隨時準備好嘅，去迎接唔同嘅人進入到呢個教會嘅裏頭。
And if you're a fellowship leader in this church, if you are a department head, or if you have some leadership role, I am asking you right now, think carefully about the people that are coming through these doors or even walking on the streets around our church. Where are they at? What kind of people are they? And are we doing the best we can to understand them?
我特別的向教會領袖或者你是小组组长的，或者你是部门领袖的，甚至乎你可能做一些领导性的工作的，我都想挑战你去想想，就是今天其实有些什么人进入我们教会里面，甚至乎去想想在我们街外面走的那些人，他们今天走过的时候，他们其实有些什么需要，我们可以怎样进入他们生命里面呢？
Let's make most of every opportunity that God has given us to speak to those around us.
让我们都争取每一个有的机会去将神交俾我哋说话带俾佢哋。
By doing so, we will bring the gospel to the world.
当我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋就系将福音带进世界嘅里头。
Let that be our prayer.
让呢个成为我哋嘅祷告。
So let's do that right now.
让我哋一齐祈祷。
Father, we thank you that our church is situated in a very unique place in Vancouver.
天父，多谢你让我哋教会身处喺一个好独特嘅一个环境嘅里头。
Father, we are exposed to so many different cultures and people, and Father, give us this heart to reach them.
多谢你让我哋身处喺一个多元文化、好唔同嘅一个环境嘅里边，求你赐俾我哋一份嘅心怀，愿意嘅去敞开去接触呢班唔同嘅人。
And Father, we thank you for all of our friends and families that exist in each of our families here today.
我哋更加多谢你赐俾我哋有唔同嘅亲戚朋友，让我哋喺我哋身边里边有咁多唔同嘅人。
And we know that even in our families, there are people who yet believe.
我哋同样嘅知道喺我哋身边嘅朋友里边，仲有未认识你嘅。
So Father God, we are just humbly asking to.For you to open our eyes to see an opportunity that we can reach out to those family members.
所以父神，我哋求你去开我哋嘅眼睛，让我哋睇见呢一啲仲未认识你，我哋可以去将福音带俾佢哋嘅人。
Father God, please give us this sensitivity to know those people in our families, those unbelievers. Give us this understanding of how to talk to them appropriately.
我求你开我哋眼睛，赐我哋智慧。以致我哋识得点样嘅，去用合适嘅言语去同呢啲未认识你、未接受你嘅人去分享你自己。
And Father, I humbly ask that you add to our numbers all of these people that have received Christ. Add to our numbers, add to our church, so that we can grow and multiply.
我哋更加谦卑喺你哋跟前向你祷告，求你加添你嘅人数，以致呢啲人未成为你儿女嘅。今日可以进入你嘅教会里边，进入你嘅天国里边，增加你自己嘅国度。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉基督嘅名字祈求。
Amen.